Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. That's we'll see the day and bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest. Tom's our good friend, longtime multi-year member of our Brain Trust, author of A Clear Eye for Branding, author of Opportunity Screams, and the new website, Tom?
Yeah, the new book and the new website is The Business of Belief. And
there you go.
This is the blockbuster. This one's old. More than all combined.
I've got that beautiful little black book right in front of me, and I encourage you to check it out. The Business of Belief. Tom, for small businesses, our brands have never been a thing. It's never been a logo or a color or a tagline or a slogan or a jingle. For small businesses, the high percentage play is we must be able to have customers be attracted to an experience with us, don't we?
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Jim, is that's what all big brands are trying to do now, is they're trying to get closer to the customer and make the brand more than a surface level thing. They want to make it an experience.
But two things. That means they want to be like us. That's what you and I've been telling small business owners for all these years. They want to make themselves like us. But number one, they don't know how. I don't think they have the stick-to-itiveness to do that. And they don't know how. And I just don't think they're going. I know they can't pull it off like small business owners. So that should be a lesson for us, shouldn't it, Tom?
Yeah. Well, listen. Here's the big advantage. These big guys are so entrenched in their story that to change it takes a long, long time, right? If McDonald's wants to change up what they're doing in all their restaurants, it's going to take a year to do,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a small business owner who gets a new insight. He can pull the thing off in a week.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the key, right? The key to growth is being able to kind of perceive what's changing in the marketplace and then get your people and yourself fired up about moving with the changes.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to sitting there saying, what's happening?
Well, and let me tell you something else. The big company you were talking about, who takes them a year to move their brand message, their brand image, their brand experience, two things. Number one, what if they're wrong to start with? And number two, even if they're right to start with, by the time they implement it, it'll be wrong at that point.
Well, that's right. The environment is changing faster than their ability to change.
That's exactly right. And that's the reason small businesses have an advantage.
I believe that they have an advantage if they move. Listen, here's the thing. Somebody told me once, insanity is what? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results?
Right.
I tell people it's also insane in a fast-moving environment to do the same things over and over and expect the same results. You can't expect to get the same results doing the same things. You have to do new things to get better results in this environment, because people around you are trying to get your customers. This is a take the other guy's customers marketplace. That's what this economy is going to be for a long time.
As my friend Robert Brands, one of our innovation leaders, says, you know, it's about being innovative as a way of life, not a means to an end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That takes work. That takes a lot of brain power, and it's not something that most small business owners like to be creative, be innovative, and then create it and then dine out on it for 5 years.
No, can't do that anymore. No, that window is much too long now. Look, you and I both know this, right? You, in the old days, you write a book like In Search of Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
You write it for 20 or 30 years, like Tom Peters.
Right.
Now you write a book. If you don't write a book a year later, people are saying, what happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the nature of what we're dealing with.
Or plus, how many books that are really good, if you talk to the author, they'll tell you, well, yeah, I've been working on this for 10 years or 4 years or 5 years. It took them 5 years to write the book or something like that. Well, by the time you start a book, the premise of the book, today, 5 years from now, that premise will be passé. It'll be irrelevant.
Exactly. So you are absolutely right. What small business leaders have as an advantage is their ability to sense what's happening in the marketplace with their audiences, what their desires are, their pains, and then move quicker than anyone else at addressing those.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
And keep moving. You got to keep moving. You can't sit on. You can't rest. You can't sit still. It's innovation. And when we say innovation, Tom, is what you're talking about is brand innovation, not technical innovation, not creating a new widget every month or every year, but it's being innovative in the way you deliver your brand and the experience that you offer to customers, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because other people around you are trying to make that environment more enticing to those audiences. Mm-hmm. You don't see it. Because you're not the audience. All you see is what you're doing, and that's what hypnotizes you.
Yeah.
You've got to be out in the marketplace seeing what they're seeing, and then you'll say to yourself, wow, maybe I'm not as exciting as I thought I was.
And that's the big business trap that we cannot fall into.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It'll put you to sleep.
Yeah. The business of belief, it'll put you to sleep for good. It'll give you the long sleep. It'll give your business the long sleep, Tom. TheBusinessOfBelief.com is Tom's website. I encourage you to check it out and buy the book. Hey, Tom, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I will.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And that's what you said.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.